Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you for your great love in sending Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that you came and you set the record straight in showing us a son. And you showed to the family of mankind a true picture of a son in obedience, in dedication, in always looking up for what is the answer. And we thank you, Jesus, that you paid the price, and thank you in paying the price you've been raised above all powers and principalities, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And thank you for the apostles that have been sent out, that he raised up from disciples to apostles to now being a part of the church, the ecclesia, the called out ones, the bride. And thank you, Lord, that you have instructed us beautifully through their writings. And thank you, Lord, that we also can come out of darkness into this marvelous light so as to encourage other people into maturity through looking to you, hearing from you, and therefore knowing you, that we all know you. And thank you, we've been brought into a kingdom that's not of sin, it's of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit, and we can encourage each other in this. Thank you, Father, for this wonderful love plan. Thank you, Jesus, for executing it in a body to show us the way, the truth, and the life. And thank you, Holy Spirit, for endorsing this goodness by raising Jesus into the fullness of what he was predestined to have. And thank you now, as children of the living God, we can walk in our predestined destiny, good works laid out for us, name written in heaven, this day and every day. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're reading Matthew 18, verse 21 and 2. Then Peter came to Jesus and asked him, Lord, how often do I have to forgive a believer who wrongs me? 7 times. And Jesus answered him, I tell you, not just 7 times, but 70 times 7.
Hallelujah. So, you know, as I was just refreshing my memory and thanking the Lord for his, and praising him for his wonderful glory and goodness that is made available to us, we have this question and that there, what do we do when, and how many times must we forgive someone that sins against us? And I think of the scriptures, you know, we called out of sin. He who knew no sin became sin, so we can become the righteousness of God. So what keeps us in the light, in the goodness of God developing on schedule, is looking to Jesus. Amen. We've been taken out of sin into the kingdom, and now, and into the kingdom is into also into the body of Christ. We look to Christ who is ahead, and it's from him we grow. And that's so, what do we want to do for a brother that is Mr. Mar? Is encourage him. But first of all, we need to be stay encouraged and not get bitter. We must get better. So we look to the head, and then we get the leading to help the brother. And the leading can sometimes just be just loving and just praying for him. And in that, sharing the great, wonderful love that is available for us so that he can see. And there's a wonderful passage in Hebrews chapter 10, from verse 10 to 17, just talks again about the perfection of this new covenant, where we can look to the head, we can receive godly answers, and then when those godly answers are made, we make it our own, in our, from our hearts to our souls to our confession, and become a part of us, and then there's no room for sin, no room for the deception and the lies. So looking to the Lord, is that's where we grow. And the old idols of pointing the finger, speaking wickedness, or fight and flight, all the things not of faith but of fear, are thrown aside, and we just grow. So the whole thing is just always just to keep your shape, get instruction from the Lord to help the brother. You've got that wonderful passage in the same readings now we're doing in Matthew 18 from verse 15, where it talks about go in a spirit of love and help him, tell him where he missed the mark, but then remind him, you know, Jesus has dealt with all sin. You don't want to partake of that. That's a done deal. Look to the Lord and encourage him to look to the Lord, because the Lord had said in that, I will write these things, the good things, on your hearts and on your mind. So you don't want to make room for the devil, because you make room for him, you give him a finger, he can take the hand. You don't want to go that way, but look to the Lord, hear from him, and grow, because he's given you the Holy Spirit to now partake of righteousness, the better things. So there's no room for the wrong things. And when you're in this mind and this attitude, and you and living out the daily relationship with your Lord, he goes on to say, and I won't remember your sins no longer. So God is there for one reason, is to give you your inheritance, bring you back into sanity, bring you back into the reality of the love that was predestined for you in Christ. So it's in looking to Jesus all the time that we can stay excited, in the light, on fire for the Messiah, and so encourage and help others. Even when we do see wrong things come in, we just get stronger as we draw close. And it's not just sin from the brothers out there, but the sin in this world. We know that the Holy Spirit convicted us at once of sin, but he's now convicting us of righteousness, convicting us of the good, writing the laws on our hearts and our minds. And there's no more place for sin. And so we pray for them as well. And we just keep developing on schedule, because that's what it all is. Eh? Abundant life, a new life. God's kingdom has come. Righteousness, peace, and joy in wonderful fellowship with the Holy Spirit, writing the laws on our hearts and our minds. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.